Hello and welcome to Get Loud, DJM's Diversity Pod, hosted by Diverse Jobs Matter. So Diverse Jobs Matter is a small company that is not only a job board, but a talent platform. And what we do here is really care about diversity. I mean, it's in our company name, so that's to be expected. But what we want to do is close gaps in the recruitment pipeline to make sure that everybody has equal opportunities to get a high quality job. Now, I'm your host, Noor. Little bit about me. I'm your fun-loving, British-Pakistani, proud Muslim woman. And you'll be joining me on my journey throughout these episodes on this podcast. We'll be talking all things EDI, equality, diversity, and inclusion. We want to make it our mission to get our voices out there. We are passionate about the value of diversity, which is why we wanted to get this started. A little bit about the structure of this thing. Maybe 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, never more. So you can grab a cuppa, listen on the train, listen and chill in bed, or go on a walk. You can plug in wherever you are. Today, we are going to be talking about a word that has been around for quite a long time and has actually gained popularity in the last decade or two, and that is a word or acronym, BAME. BAME and BAME recruitment have become pillars of diversity and recruitment strategy. It stands for Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic. Now, the word has actually recently experienced this massive boom where we have workplaces, universities, and even secondary schools using the words to demonstrate or summarise, I think is a nice key word here, the importance of diversity and how we can recognise it, how we can understand social disadvantage in comparison to those who are less disadvantaged. And with this acronym, it's definitely white people. As I've said quite a lot, the word has recently experienced that boom, but the word BAME has actually been around since the 1970s. And it wasn't actually BAME when it started. It was just B-M-E, Black and Minority Ethnic. The Asian didn't come into the acronym until the 1990s, when there was a boom in immigration of different Asian ethnicities, and they were still very underrepresented, so they had to become a lot more widely recognised as a group that suffered from social disadvantage. I want to hear your thoughts. Do you fall under this BAME label? Because I know I do, according to the A, or even minority ethnic. It's very confusing, and we'll talk about why this word is quite outdated and vague and confusing. I'm not particularly a big fan of the word because it's quite isolating, but I also want to hear if you've used this or seen this word used in workplace diversity strategies, in university race reports, or in other race reports. I want to hear your thoughts and what you think about it. Do you like the label? I think everybody has different thoughts and opinions about it. So the term is often used when measuring diversity or making comparisons to the white population, because if you note, at surface level, so when you first see the acronym, it actually doesn't address at all white individuals, even if their ethnicity is one that it would be considered a minority within the United Kingdom. But we will touch more about that later. Typical ethnicities that you would see covered by this BAME label would be Black, Black British, Asian, British Asian, Roma and travelling communities, and Arabs. There may be a few more in there, but those are the ethnicities that shine through. And you will note that it is quite collectivist. You get British or British Asian, and I will talk more about why that is such a problem in a moment. It is very common for the media or corporate programs or workshops to use this word to describe diversity in certain industries. They use it as an overall summary or a universal term to describe how diversity was, how it is now, what groups are considered at a social disadvantage. And what is interesting here is that the same groups every single time seem to be at a social disadvantage. Whether that is actually true or not is something that I'm going to be questioning, and it's something I want you to debate and question, because I just think it's lazy. And I know that's a blunt statement, but using the word BAME doesn't necessarily mean that you care about making sure that everybody's represented. It's an easy way to ensure that your brand is representing a image of equality and diversity without actually having to put the effort in. Now that we've kind of gone on a little mini run and we've done a lovely little history lesson, I actually want to break down every single letter in the word BAME. I want to talk about what it initially describes, but a little bit more behind every single letter and what each word represents and some of the traumas that the word addresses. Because the one thing that I will say, and whether you agree or not is up to you, but the word BAME in itself is racially and ethnically charged. There is a lot of meaning behind the acronym in itself, but also every letter in the acronym has a lot of meaning behind it. So in some ways, it's not a word that should be used lightly. So let us begin. B stands for black. Now, we are obviously here talking about individuals who are black or identify as black. And the reason why I am saying this is because for years, possibly even centuries, people have been debating whether individuals who are mixed race are considered black. And they most definitely are. It is not up to us to put them into a category. It is up to them and how they choose to identify themselves. But anyway, the term is not used just to talk about race. It is a very racially charged term. And for a very long time, think back to the US Civil Rights Movement or the time period before the abolition of slavery, it was used as a slur towards black individuals themselves. What they are was used as an insult, and the term has now become a political signifier for the racial and colonial abuse and trauma they have all faced, the intergenerational issues that they have been suffering through. And one of the most obvious indicators here is the Black Lives Matter movement. You think back to that, and that showcases everything that the word means. All the suffering and the trauma, the anger, the frustration, the passion. It's all there. And it all sits in that word. Let's move on to the letter A. A stands for Asian. And this is a fun one because it goes without saying that Asia is the largest global continent. It is home to 48 different countries. And I'm not going to sit here and list them because, yeah, that will take a lot of time. But that shows me a little bit of a problem with using the word A or just Asian in this acronym. All of these countries foster unique cultures, experiences, and most notably individuals. Yet, this label lumps all of these people together, simply rendering them as Asian. It means there's no difference between them, that their cultures are pretty much the same, and because they all sit on the same continent, they all have the same colonial suffering, racial trauma, and ethnic issues. This also tells us that more often than not, all Asians are considered a minority according to the BAME label. So wherever this word is implemented and the word BAME is used, it means that an Asian is a minority. But in certain constituencies within the United Kingdom, that is not the case. They were actually considered a majority. I want to apologise a little bit for the noise there. You know how it is working at home. You can never really escape all the other people in your house, no matter how much you tell them to be quiet. Now, moving on, we are at minority ethnic, the M-E in BAME. Many companies, NGOs and charities are labelling minority ethnic as a word that should be avoided because they stipulate that there is a shift in value and respect for those who fall under this label. They are treated as less important or less valued because they are supposedly a smaller portion of the population. According to the UK Council, in March of 2021, so not that long ago, there was a debate concerning whether the word BAME should be replaced with the word ethnic minorities. I can see why this might possibly be an improvement, but there is a lot of debate and complexity when it comes to making this shift, because a lot of people believe that the word ethnic minorities is too vague. They don't know how all the people who currently fit into the BAME label will be able to fit into the ethnic minorities category, because supposedly the BAME label also addresses racial issues. And I do have to point out that whilst the BAME label does address racial issues, it only addresses racial issues of one race. And it also becomes a lot more complicated when you have individuals of multiple different races, or races that may be considered a minority but are ignored entirely. And the word ethnic minorities, again, may not completely outline all of the issues that individuals who are underrepresented might face. Now, some races, cultures, and ethnicities have been explicitly identified as minorities within the United Kingdom. And this doesn't mean that they are actually going to be minorities in every single constituency within the United Kingdom either. They may actually be majorities. Let's take British Pakistani or just Pakistani individuals as an example. Now, that is something that I identify as, and I can say with certainty that in my local area, we will not be considered a minority. In fact, in this borough, I would say it's actually majority Southeast Asian. So again, I think there are a lot of kinks in this word that makes it very difficult to stratify and use numerically in that sense. I think there are many different ways to refer to different races and ethnicities and cultures, but this acronym, BAME, should not be one of them. This term simultaneously lumps so many different people together, yet actually manages to isolate them at the same time. You cannot exist by yourself. You have to be compared to your white peers. It makes you inferior to them. And you can disagree all you want, but many people who fall under this label are not receptive to what it represents. In the United Kingdom, certain communities who are white actually are considered ethnic minorities, but many people never look beyond that mask of whiteness. So, Australians, Antipodeans, Kiwi, and Irish, to name a few, would still be considered dominant communities, and their social suffering or disadvantage might not be acknowledged because they are simply white. So again, it isolates those who fall under the label of social disadvantage, and it isolates those who could potentially benefit from any social mobility foundations and movements and initiatives because they don't fall under this label. So you can understand why there is a conscious effort to rejig, remove what this word means, what it stands for. Because it's isolating too many people in its attempt to be universal. Now, let's talk about some of the public criticism that this word has received. And to be honest, there has been quite a lot. In the past few years, the word BAME has been criticised for homogenising or collectivising all ethnic groups and for failing to address specific experiences, needs and cultures. It has also been criticised for not including white minorities, and these are things that I have already addressed. They are evident issues that are as blatant as day. Jessica Lee is the director of a new campaign called Abolish BAME, and she has released a statement in which there was a quote that I thought was actually quite meaningful and summarises some of the feelings that I have towards the word. So the following quote is, "The term BAME is a catch-all term that erases the unique cultural differences between minority ethnic communities within the United Kingdom, enabling organisations to credit themselves with representing all BAME individuals when they have a lot more work to do." And let me tell you something, guys, I could not agree more. I think the use of the word is just a little bit lazy. You know, you could throw the word out there and say you're looking for somebody who's underrepresented, but do you actually really care about how to identify with them, have discussions with them about their culture, ensure that the workplace environment is not going to be discriminatory towards them? Or does this just ensure that your employee cohort is not white? Because that's what it says to me. And I feel like that's what this campaign is addressing. The term BAME puts all minority ethnic Britons into the other category. And actually, I think that's quite disrespectful and problematic. And what this also shows us is that British people who are not white will never be able to escape either their immigrant identity or their colonial past with the United Kingdom. As I said before, this word is very heavily weighted, whether people want to acknowledge that or not. The Commission on Race and Ethnic Disparities is an independent commission aimed at examining inequalities throughout the UK. So they are an independent organisation that are very heavily research focused, and they write up a lot of heavily researched, extensive reports on race disparity, ethnicity disparity, and all of those things. So recently they have published race reports that let us know that the word should be banned, and that is their opinion on it based on the research that they have conducted. They have recommended that the word should not be used by public bodies such as universities and the government. And the government is still using this word, might I add. And private organisations such as working companies should not be using them within their hiring practices. The reason being is because it has created a sense of othering in these institutions, and a lot of individuals, particularly employees who come on to join their new companies, feel like a token, or they have only been hired for the sake of brand image. Recruiters and HR departments often do use the word BAME in their hiring strategies, and they do contact organisations like BAME UK and BAME Leaders UK. And while the purpose of these groups may be beneficial, what it might show those candidates who are applying is that they fall into one of these four categories. So they should apply for this job. Whether their skill sets are examined or not, they may just feel like a diversity hire. A lot of people who fall under this label may not be receptive to what this label actually represents. Many recruiters and specific HR departments believe that the word BAME sums up or is a universal label that addresses discrimination perfectly. Again, this isn't a very universal label. It's vague and unnecessarily complex because it's collective yet isolating, What do you do if somebody is a white minority? What do you do if somebody's a dual nationality? What do you do if someone is of two races? Do they fall under this bracket or do they not? Do they have disadvantage according to this label or do they not? Why is only one race highlighted? Why is Asia or Asians grouped together? Do they all face the same sort of disadvantage? And why do you have Asia or Asian as a separate ethnic minority that is highlighted? And that is a very big category, might I add. And then have minority ethnic. Who falls under the minority ethnic label when you've got so many of those people under the B and A already? As you can see, this word doesn't necessarily work. Now, the CIPD, the Chartered Institute for Personal Development, which is a research centre within the United Kingdom, has released a statistical hiring report which discusses the complex findings for career progression, and they also examine the use of the word BAME throughout these processes and how it affects candidates, employees, HR departments, what their thoughts are on this. So I thought it'd be kind of nice to break down and get talking about what this report found. So some of the hiring report's key findings was that there was a definite lack of C-suite level executives and role models for people of colour in the workplace. And they also said that people of colour face the same issues themselves when trying to progress in their career or possibly get hired in the first place. There is more of a priority for white British people to get hired. More than half of the employees of colour feel like they should censor other employees about what they know of their history and of their backgrounds. Now, the report was not completely negative, it was quite holistic, and it did show that there were some specific improvements within certain EDI initiatives within companies. For example, 3/5 of people of colour believe that their workplace environment is now inclusive, and this is in comparison to the previous 3 out of 10. So, many people of colour are dictating that their environment is a lot more safe and comfortable for them to be around in. Also, many people of colour were cited saying that training and organisation support for better performance has improved, despite statistics showing hiring issues. Once they become employees, there has been certain improvements that has been made for this workplace to become accessible to them. Now, the statistics have shown minor improvements in the quality of training and the treatment of people of colour in the workplace. Yet, there is so much work that needs to be done in terms of workplace reporting and discrimination. There has been barely any improvement at all, and in some cases it has gotten worse. Many employees are cited saying that there are not proper avenues for them to go and report a big issue. An inclusive environment needs to destigmatize the disadvantage label of being a person of colour. We are not in a perpetual state of disadvantage. What we need as people of colour is opportunity and equal opportunity. We should be treated the same as our white peers, especially when we have the same qualifications and skill sets for the same position. It is about levelling the playing field, not about categorising disadvantage, which is why I am not in favour of ever using the word BAME. Examining and evaluating workplace practices and the language that we use with our employees and within our departments, within universities and schools, will progress us for the better. It will help us value and celebrate difference, rather than universally attempting to tackle diversity, because that just does not work. Slowly, individuals and organisations will realise that the term BAME is just woefully outdated and doesn't holistically represent individuals or address variety and diversity for what it really is, a celebration. So, it is time to stop addressing people of colour in comparison to our white peers. We have our own identity and we deserve to have our status and respect, where a one-size-fit-all approach isn't used. Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a bit of a lengthy one, but I had to get those feelings out and I want to hear what you guys think. So, comment below, comment on our socials, email us or write to us on our website, www.diversejobsmatter.co.uk. I want to hear what you guys thought about this. BAME or not BAME? One size fits all or a comprehensive approach to diversity? Let me know what you think. Ciao!